We've heard from the wheat guys and we've heard from the weather guys about this last week and how it could affect the wheat crop. Well, Kim, let's talk about how that could affect the markets.
Well, the markets are volatile, as we've talked about. You look at the July contract, of which the old crop bids off of and the new crop bid. February the 3rd, we had $6 on that July contract. By March the 20th, it was up to $7.94.5. On April 11th, it was back down to $7.23. And then, of course, this week, it peaked out again at $7.80. And so you just got a lot of volatility from the drought, the freeze, and what's going on in the Ukraine.
Okay, well, as far as the drought and the freeze goes, in years past, that's produced a different quality of wheat when it goes to the bins. Let's talk about that and how it could affect the price.
Well, you know, this last year's crop, we had lower yields, but we had real good protein. The protein in the other parts of the world, competing exporters were below average, so we had excellent demand. And that's one reason that hard red winter wheat prices are up in that $7 range. If we have good protein this year, it's going to assure us export demand. The excess or high export demand will depend on what the protein is around the rest of the world, but protein never hurts.
Okay, like you said, there's been a lot of volatility in the markets. Let's talk about what's been happening with that.
Well, if you look at the volatile prices and the risk in the field with the producers, you know, it's very difficult to forward contract because producers just don't know how much wheat they're going to produce. Plus, if they forward contracts, you know, like we talked about, producers forward contracting on February the 3rd and $1.82 later, you know, in 5 weeks, they would have left that on the table. And so there's just a lot of risk and uncertainty in both the markets and in production this year with wheat production.
Okay, nationally, there's a lot of concern about corn prices right now. Let's talk about that.
Well, there's some volatility in corn. Their prices are on the board. The December contract's up near $5. Right now, corn plantings are a little below average, but they just started. They can catch up real fast. But the corn market's watching what's going in the ground. Ending stocks are, 700 million less than what they projected earlier in the year. So there's volatility in corn, but not as much risk in corn as there is in wheat.
Okay, the big question, should Oklahoma producers be taking advantage of this price right now?
Well, given the drought situation, I don't think so, because they just don't know how much they're going to produce. If they've got crop insurance for the wheat, and if they get crop insurance for the corn, then they can probably do it.
Well, thank you as always, Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.